or go to kboo.fm/gospel and more. The Yarn and Cap Drive will end January the 31st.
KBOO is excited to be part of the 2018 Willamette Week Give Guide. This year, Willamette Week and KBOO are challenging our community to give with their dollars and take action by showing up in real life. KBOO has been showing up for over 50 years. Give to KBOO today and you get full access to the Chinook Book app, plus freebies from Laughing Planet, Gluten Free Gem, Wii Press, and Nosa Familia Coffee. You can contribute right now at kboo.fm/give or call 503-231-8032. Support KBOO, where music makes the movement.
The time is 6 p.m. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Labor Radio.
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla! Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfitt. I am a member of the American Federation State, County, and Municipal Employees Retiree Union and the current president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Tonight, I'm joined by my sister in the struggle.
Hi, this is Dr. Audrey Terrell. I'm retired from the International Women's Department staff of the UAW in Detroit. I'm also vice president of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unions and president of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute.
Well, tonight our show is a little bit different. We're going to do a salute of our 2018 CBTU cable radio shows. Throughout the year, some of our guests have been Brother Babatunde Azuki, who is a lead community organizer with Enlace, Sister Donna Hammond, a business representative of the IBEW Union, Brother Bill Fletcher, who is a syndicated columnist, Brother Tom Chamberlain, who is the president of the Oregon AFL-CIO, Sister April Sims of the Washington State Council, Brother Tony Brown, who is the producer of Straight Talk TV, and Jeanette Brown, who's an outreach coordinator with Oregon Tradeswomen, Charletta Malone, who's executive associate of the administration in the administration department of the Red Cross, Natividad Lewis, who's a communications manager with Red Cross, Nitula Salis, who's a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority.
Now, thank you for announcing those. All of them were so, impressive and just influenced us all. And I do remember MUJE program, and its primary function was focusing on high school students and empowering them to step aside their boundaries to explore worker rights in the workplace, in the workforce. And then on Black History Month, we highlighted the career and legacy of Sister Donna Hammond and her struggle of becoming a journeyman electrician. And then we also discussed about the Janus Supreme Court decision and the impact of public employees union with the president of the Oregon AFL-CIO, Tom Chamberlain. And Brother Chamberlain spoke so well towards the concerted corporate strategy. It's being to weaken labor unions, overturning 40 years of persistent in how labor unions are adjusting. And then we also, of course, we talked about the racism in the labor movement, the amazing work April Simmons, a political and strategic campaign director of the Washington State Labor Council, addressing racism in the labor movement. Their work takes a deep dive in the effort to educate members and leaders about the manifestation of institutional racism and the policies of labor unions. Brother Bill Fetcher, who was here, who also discussed with a discussion of race and labor, building a more just economy, highlighted in the most recent publication, They're Bankrupting Us and 20 Other Myths About Unions. We certainly enjoy Tony Brown, the producer of Straight Talk, who's a hometown favorite. His program focuses on uplifting community-based work, emerging local activists who address the everyday local problems in our community, the importance of donating blood, and the ongoing battle against sickle cell was also part of our discussion.
So aside from having our normals, which are the blood drives, and talking to local union workers, what we tried to do is we tried to invite other speakers who come and talk to us about things that are happening on a nationwide basis. So when you talk to Brother Chamberlain about the Janus effect, that's not just here in Oregon. That's something that's mm-hmm. happening across the nation. And so it was really exhilarating being able to talk to him about the plans that local unions have made in order to combat against corporate America coming in and telling our members that that we're not working on their behalf, that unions are only working on their own behalfs. But really what's happening when we talk about the Janus effect, we're talking about corporate America coming in and trying to get union members to vote against their own best interests. And how this affects the black community is that right now the unions have fought really hard in order to create a middle class. Because without unions, middle class workers would not be able to purchase homes or send their children to college or even put aside money for an adequate retirement. And so the whole idea of the Janus effect was to do that, was to build a wedge. And so what's happening is that the local unions here in Oregon are combating against that. They're changing how they do business. They're getting out, mm-hmm. they're doing more of an outreach to their members, and they're letting their members know exactly what's taking place.
Well, if we want to talk about some of our favorite shows, I really enjoyed Babatunde about the Umoja program, because remember we went out and we participated in their events. It's just that not only just they're not talking it, but they're walking it. Mm-hmm. They were in the community. They had an event. And the youth that was there, and they could see us, and we could not only see them but hear them. We saw a little jazz musician. We saw just a variety of things. It brought to our attention a lot of things in our community, and how unionism and Burgerville campaign, they were there. So I really enjoyed Brother Batumbe when he would come into our and talked about it.
Sure.
Because not only is more than just talk, they're walking the walk, and it allowed us to be participatory in their event. And that was one of the more I'm encouraged by youth participating, especially, you know, we getting Burgerville organized.
Sure.
You know, it's all about getting out there.
Sure.
You can talk organizing and stuff, but they want to, you got to see it in you.
Yeah.
So that was one particular show that we did that I was very impressed with.
Yeah, with the Umoja program, this was the second year of the program. It's a six-week program that mm-hmm. happened in the beginning of summer. And again, the idea and the intent is to teach these future workers mm-hmm. that they do have rights. And so the role that CBTU played in their program this year is that we helped sponsor the program, and then we went in and did a workshop with them, and we talked to them about what the labor history was for black workers, and a lot of them were really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
What we did is that we explained to them the process of how the Poor People's Campaign that was created by Dr. Martin Luther King, how it intersected with the civil rights things that were happening out there, and also the worker rights things that were happening out there. And so, again, it was really exciting to see these young minds begin to blossom into a more informed, like I said, potential worker. Mm-hmm. And some of them are already out in the work field. And so, you know, again, it was really interesting because the things we were talking about were very tangible to things that are happening to them today. So yes, I would agree that the Enlace program and the Umoja program was a favorite.
You know, also, and I know for us who've been around, I really appreciated Donna Hammond because it wasn't easy. Like, female electrician, young, is hanging in there despite not only the racism but the sexism and people not ready for women in that position. But her presentation and working with her throughout the year was encouraging, and still working with youth now. She does some programs with youth, I think.
Yeah.
And but to hear and sit them talk, but also to be part of some of the things they're doing in the community. So Donna Hammond was another one of my favorite. She's just union through and through, a union sister.
Yeah.
You know?
For me, the exciting thing about talking to Sister Hammond was that she's a walking, living legacy of being able to withstand a lot, you know, being able to work in a field that's not traditionally set up for women, and being able to not only succeed but to be able to prosper. I mean, she started out as an electrician, and now she works as a union representative. And so now she not only is an electrician, but she's now representing the rights of other electricians, and she's out there bargaining contracts for her members. And so again, it's a wonderful story, but it was a hard-lived life. And she, like I said, is a walking, living legacy of what it's like to work in the trades. And she is a tremendous success story.
And I like, because you and I have attended some of the youth programs, just exposing children, not only youth, but people of color, how they can get into the trades, women into the trades, and people of color in the trade, and expose. These are opportunities right here under your fingertips. Everybody not college material, you know, but you can get out and take the right math in high school, and then get into the trades as an apprenticeship. You'll be making plenty of money in a couple of years after that, and no college whatsoever. But I just like, and I really appreciate Donna, not only what she sacrificed. She could have gave up and said, to hell with this, and left, but she did not.
No, she did not. No, she stayed. You know, now that we're talking about women in the trades, I remember our interview with Anjanette Brown, who worked for the Oregon Tradeswomen. And that lady was, that sister was a stick of dynamite. And she was very vivacious, and she was very excited about working in the trades and being able to do an outreach into the community so that she could spread the wealth of what it's like to be working as a tradesperson. Because the cost of living isn't getting any cheaper. And so what we're trying to do is trying to encourage more Black youth to get more involved, more engaged, and becoming trade union workers.
That's why I appreciate this program. We bring on people who really have experienced lights in the trades and what so much they've been able to accomplish. If you just hang in there and do what's needed. I think another one on here, and I have a lot of regard every year when he's on with us. Just to listen to him, because he's the man in charge. And if the head is not right, the rest of us is sick. So when Tom Chamberlain is on, and we just eat up every word he says and sees his sensitivity to the issues, and he shares in the interest, you can appreciate there's somebody in a person of authority that cares and will listen. So when Tom is always doing the, you know, Labor Day, it's around Labor Day he's on it. That president of the Oregon AFL-CIO, he gets it. He don't have to be convinced. I get it. We need to do this more, this or that. And he's always worked with us, the Coalition of Black Trade Union, just, okay, ladies, what you want? You know, wherever you run into him, he's a welcome person. So we appreciate Tom Chamberlain. And so he comes on our show. And I think that's another one that I really appreciate every time he comes and give us some information. Oh, give us the facts from the top. you know, what's going on and what we need to do and who's making decisions and what we need to stay away from and, you know, the Janus decision, all of that, how it affects you. Because some people will tell you some things, some fake news, and we get involved in that, but he gave us up the real truth.
I know you didn't say fake news. Oh, my gosh.
But now I'm learning how to respect those people in charge because they represent us.
Yeah.
AFL-CIO, that's all of us. And so Tom is a well-informed president, and he's receiving to us, especially CBTU. So that's one particular show that I really always look forward to.
Yeah, you know, the different shows that we've had, I enjoyed the one that we did with April Sims, who works with the Washington State Labor Council.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, April is a Coalition of Black Trade Unionist member in Washington State. Mm-hmm. But again, she also works for the Washington State Labor Council. And what they started was and it happened through a resolution, they wanted to address racism in the labor movement because it does exist. Mm-hmm. Some mm-hmm. of it is institutionalized in the policies that take place. And so April was a part of a team that mm-hmm. examined exactly what was taking place. And so it's still a work in progress, but they have gotten a tremendous amount of support from other local unions in Washington State in order to really address this issue. Because again, when we have the Janus effect that's making every state a right-to-work state, you really do have to do a reorganization, look at how you're doing business, because you want to make sure that you are representing all members, that you are doing mm-hmm. an outreach to all members, and make sure that some of the policies that you have are not undermining them mm-hmm. And gives them an ability to come in and voice their opinion.
You know, Madam President, one other thing about April Sims that I was very impressed with, at a day and time, our election results showed it, where women are being more in position.
Exactly.
Where they're at the table and they're speaking up. And April is a representative of that, being right at the table when decisions are made or discussions are made, and meeting her and hearing her from the first time we went to the conference meeting,
right?
What, Region 10,
right?
CBTU conference, and
yes,
hearing her speak, I just saw her beyond these walls,
right?
Sitting at the table, saying things on our behalf, the interests of working people and women and people of color.
Yeah. For those of our listeners who've just tuned in, you are listening to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. I'm here with Sister Dr. Audrey Terrell, and we are reminiscing about what our year 2018 was like. And we're going through some of the programs that we have shared with our listeners and kind of highlighting the ones that really stuck out in our minds.
Okay. All of them did. But but one in particular, and I just got to give kudos to this brother who is always there reaching out, and that's Tony Brown of Straight Talk.
Right.
Oh, golly. I just was with him two Sunday nights ago, still in the community, doing the television. And he's had us on several times.
Yes,
Sherman,
he has.
At Lurch.
Uh-huh.
All of this, he's opened up to us and never criticized. And it's on the website, sttv.biz. You can see all the shows that we did. And I really appreciate it. And he came on and talked to us. He's opened us. He's a funny kind of guy. He makes you feel good around him because the community needs to know what's going on. And so I really appreciate Tony, and shout out to Tony. Thank you for always opening your doors, because television production is not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
It's not a cheap thing to do. But you always open up your doors to what's going on in the community and your interest in what unions are doing, what our CBTU is doing, what our president is doing, President Tina is doing. The doors are always open, what University of Lurch is doing, the report, everything has been great. So that was a good show too. You know, we laughed most of the time, but it was just we thank you for opening the door. So I really appreciate him.
Well, one of the things I liked about the Straight Talk program is that the whole premise of the program is to uplift the community. And what he does is that he merges, they do a lot of problem solving. And he merges people with organizations. Mm-hmm. And I had never been a part of that process before. So the times that I've been on the show, it's been really fascinating to be able to watch the interactions of how each of his guests, how they kind of commingle their ideas in order, yes, to come up with a solution of things that are happening in the community. And so I too appreciate the valuable work that Tony has done in the Portland area.
Mm-hmm. And Charlotta Malone, who talks about, we don't want to talk about it, but it's real. Cancer research is real.
Right.
And she always comes on giving us what we need to do, how we can be supportive, and we participate in their events. Because I got to give it to you, Madam President, we do more than do this show,
right,
and have meetings. We participate in the community per you. You tell us, okay, we're going to go here, we're going to be tabling, we're going to be part of the program, and certainly CBTU, not only this program brings in, not only do we bring these people in and listen to what they're doing, we physically appear at their programs and, right, support what they're trying to do. So I really always appreciate Charlotta Malone coming in talking to us about the Red Cross.
Well, and what we also do is we talk about sickle cell anemia. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's been quite some time when it was in the forefront of all of our concerns. Other things have come along, and so people believe that sickle cell anemia has been conquered. It really hasn't. Mm-mm. And so it really pleases me that once a year we do talk about it. We participate in the Dr. Charles Drew Blood Drive, which typically happens the second or third weekend in June. And again, it's very uplifting being able to encourage people to come out and give blood, because, mm-hmm, again, a lot of sickle cell anemia patients, there's a better chance that there is going to be a better match of their blood from other blacks. And so, mm-hmm, again, it's one of those scourges that still exist, but you don't hear a lot about it. And so I really appreciate Charlotta Malone and also Natividad Lewis, mm-hmm, who also works for the Red Cross. I really, yes, appreciate their time and their effort to come on our show to talk about what's taking place. Mm-hmm. Because, again, that's one of those scourges that we're going to have to continue to work at it.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of good people on here. We'd be here all night if we mentioned all of them and the things we do. But I really... golly, the networking and the participation, the people we meet through the networking, it's just been so rewarding to us.
Well, you know, I remember when we talked to Brother Fletcher.
Yes.
Now, Brother Fletcher is, Bill Fletcher, he is a nationwide figure. And it's kind of intimidating when you talk to him, because, mm-hmm, you're in such awe of all the stuff that he's talking about, because he has been in the labor movement for a number of years.
Yes.
and his word is tight. Mm-hmm. And so it's really interesting to listen to him talking about how to build a better pathway for economic, mm-hmm, and
women,
social,
mm-hmm,
success.
He wrote a great article on women, mm-hmm, that I really... oh gosh, I researched when I was doing my dissertation. He had a lot of good research information on unionism and women being involved and racism in unions. So he's an excellent writer. Excellent. Okay, so time for announcements. Okay.
Sure.
So the Coalition of Black Trade Unions meets the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, William Lucy Building, located at 6025 East Burnside here in Portland, Oregon. So you can join us on January the 8th, 2019, for our next general membership meeting I encourage you to come. All you union members, new union members, we are actively involved in the community. So if you have we have an email address, which is orcbtu10@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. So join us in our involving the adventure of representing Black union workers. I just want to conclude by saying this as an activist and a member of CBTU and president of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute, I want to thank CBTU for assisting, contributions. They assisted us for, Dr. Audrey Terrell took 16 children, youth, to Texas Southern and Prairie View A&M in Houston, Texas, and it was all because support of many of the people in the community, but also because of CBTU. Thank you very much. The kids were just awed to see a Black campus.
Wow. So what was the purpose of the trip?
Well, to just expose them to Black campuses, HBCU, uh-huh. Historical Black College,
okay,
and Houston, and we stayed for about 4 or 5 days, and it was really rewarding for them to see the options that you have in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we also tell them that everybody's not college material. Stay up with that math so you can get into an apprenticeship program. But thank you for your support. And that's what I like about CBTU. We support the community that's helping our youth and helping people of color and just helping people in general.
So our first tabling event will be at the Dr. Martin Luther King Celebration, which will be on January 21st. And that coincides with our January guest, who will be Ken Berry. He is one of the directors of the 34th Annual Celebration of Dr. King's Life. And the program is entitled Keep Alive the Dream. And the program is scheduled for January 21st, 2019. And it takes place at the Highland Christian Center, located at 7600 Northeast Gleason here in Portland. And we have participated in this program in the past years, and it is really a hoot to be able to co-mingle and to network with other organizations who want to give light to the work of Dr. King. And so, again, Ken Berry will be our guest on our January show, and so we're really looking forward to that. And we're really looking forward to kicking off our community efforts.
Yes.
With the 34th anniversary of Dr. King's work.
And that's on January 21st. We'll be at Highland again this year. We always have a table. People just surround our table when we're there because you always be passing our suites. So, but anyway, that's January the 21st. We'll be there.
Yeah. So before we sign off, we'd like to thank our many guests and our listeners for indulging us each month as we work towards our primary mission, which is to build a bridge between organized labor and the Black community. We really look forward to another exciting year in 2019. And so, again, thank you very much for all of the work that I know each of you individually are doing out there in order to make the world a better place. We really do have our work cut out for us.
Yes.
Because every day it just seems like there are more challenges. And so with our efforts of having people come on the show and getting out there and doing our community work, that's how we try to combat it all.
Just remind everyone, our next meeting is January 8th at the William Bill Lucy, located at 6025 East Burnside at 6 p.m. on January the 8th. Come to our general membership meeting. We'll be looking for you.
Well, thank you very much. And holla.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Yeah.
Yo.
KBOO is excited to be part of the 2018 Willamette Week Give Guide.
This year, Willamette Week and KBOO are challenging our community to give with their dollars and take action by showing up in real life. KBOO has been showing up for over 50 years.
Give to KBOO today and you get full access to the Chinook Book app, plus freebies from Laughing Planet, Gluten Free Gem, Wii Press, and Nosa Familia Coffee. You can contribute right now at kboo.fm/give
or call 503-231-8032.
Support KBOO, where music makes the movement.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Brew for the SLU, Columbia SLU Watershed Council Give Guide Party on Thursday, December 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Alberta Street Pub in Portland. This event features food, drink, live music, fortune telling, and more. The Columbia SLU Watershed Council works to clean up the Columbia SLU. They teach environmental education in schools, engage volunteers to plant trees, and nature festivals. Again, that's Brew for the SLU, Columbia SLU Watershed Council Give Guide Party on Thursday, December 13th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Alberta Street Pub, 1036 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad.